like one of those energy shots for your ears. Rock at Work. T95, the rock station.
Meatball, you're on with Gavin.
Hey, Gavin, it's Meatball with T95.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
You guys prepped and ready for this tour, right? You guys start everything off tonight?
Yes. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night.
Are you ready to do this? I mean, you guys are celebrating 25 years now of 16 Stone. That's incredible.
I know. It's amazing. And celebrating the success of Bullet Holes and just, you know, the health of my kids and just so many great things going on. It's incredible.
I want to start this off and say, you know, I saw you guys at Rocklahoma. I have a cluster of about five friends that could not stop talking about how great your set was at Rocklahoma, and honestly, top five for me that weekend.
Great.
And if it's any indication as to, you know, what your tour is going to be like, we're super ready for you guys to be here in Wichita. We're ready for this tour, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're just really excited and thrilled to be out, and you know, it's really fun because, I mean, think of it, we're such a great position to be in. We're celebrating what happened 25 years ago, which is a freaking long time ago, and to be celebrating that is an accolade in and of itself, and then to be celebrating the future with Bullet Holes as the kind of the lead track off of the new record, and we're just about to start the summer tour. I mean, it's amazing. It's just so many great things going on. It's full of gratitude and amazement. And it's so hard to be surprised these days, right? nothing surprises any of us. We've seen it all before, you know?
Right.
And so it's a fantastic time. You know what I mean? You got to enjoy this stuff. If you can't enjoy this stuff, you know, that's a, like, you know what I mean? Step off the ride.
So let's talk about, you know, the new album and the new track, Bullet Holes. First off, you announced The Mind That Plays Tricks on You, coming out sometime in the fall. You don't have an exact date, exact release date for that yet, right?
I don't. I don't even know where it's coming out. You know. We're like, I was talking about it earlier, like someone was asking me about it, and like it seems so, like, you know, and then the video came together and the songs in the movie, and it's like, the truth is that sort of backstage, it's just like, I think we might get this. We got it. Oh, damn, we got to make a video. We got to make, you know, everything is like crazy breakneck speed. Nothing's planned. Everything is just on the fly. But that's life. Life is on the fly. And so we're just thrilled to be part of it and to be in the dialogue and just, you know. And, you know, for me to go all the way to Rocklahoma, if I could tell you, that was 20 hours travel just to get there, right?
Right.
So it was like madness from our side. Three planes. It was like 4 hours driving, 3 hours waiting in airports. No complaints, but that's how it was. And so what's the takeaway is that, you know, your friends, you know, five of your friends see the show and say that, you know, boo them away or whatever. This is amazing to me because I go, oh, I know what that took to get there. I know the madness that we went through to get it done. But that's what's beautiful. What a beautiful way to live. What an incredible, what a rich life. You know what I mean? I'm just into that so much.
That's, you think about that. That's 20 hours well worth it, even if, you know, you've got a crowd that is just into the show like they are.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I always think that once you leave home, you know, like I left home because I rehearsed yesterday. So I got the red eye on Tuesday night. And just so much goes into it, but you just the rewards are just so great that you just do it. So it's funny. My bass player Corey is like, "How are we ever going to be untired?" You know, red eyes. It seems such a good idea. It's a terrible idea. You just spend like 2 days like upside down, like someone smacked you around in a cartoon. You know, going where you are.
So let's talk about the new album. You guys worked with Tyler Bates, who is an incredible film composer, and he worked with Marilyn Manson before. Mm-hmm. And the whole premise, I guess, around this is that the idea is this album is going to be a little heavier Bush album, right?
Well, it's, you know, the last record I did, I had been on The Voice, and I don't know, I've been through quite a lot in my sort of personal life and all
sure.
that stuff. So there was some aggressive elements to it as well, but also I just made a certain record, you know, and I'm really proud of that record, but it allowed me to really think about, you know, the live thing is so important to us that when we go back and we make the record, I just wanted to make something heavier for the live show, really. And so that's the beginning of just being inspired. What should I write? What should I do? And it's opened up a whole world of really fun stuff.
And, you know, Bullet Holes is, I think, a great representation of the heavier tone that this album is probably going to have.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's not an outlier. It's not like, oh my God, why are they all like bullet holes? They're pretty much like bullet holes, most of the songs.
So, right. Awesome. That's exciting to hear.
Yep.
You know, you got bullet holes on the soundtrack for John Wick. You were talking about that. Did you get to meet like Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry?
Just Keanu, who I'd obviously known since I did Constantine with him. Right. So no Halle Berry, but she is gorgeous and very, very, very inspiring.
You know, everyone says that Keanu Reeves is like, you know, he's the complete opposite of that character in John Wick in real life. He's just a little puppy dog.
I don't know if he's a puppy dog, but I think I'm so happy for him because he's an incredible, incredible actor, and I'm just happy for all of his success. You know, the way that he really is just taking it on. I mean, it's funny because back in the day when he did Bill and Ted's, everyone was like mad about him, like, oh, he's not a good actor, but he played the part so well that people got confused and just wanted him to be that guy.
Right.
And he's not that guy. He's a really deep, interesting, fantastic actor, and so enigmatic. And finally, someone with enigma, you know, in this world of like, you know, here's me in every conceivable position that I want you to see me on Instagram. You know, he's like, he's a hidden. I like that. And I think he's come full circle, doing amazing, and everyone loves him, as they should.
So when you got the call that Bullet Holes, they wanted that for the soundtrack for John Wick 3, what was that process like? You said it was kind of chaotic.
Well, it was just fast and just, you know, he's up for it. And obviously when someone's ending a movie of that magnitude, you know, you can't, you know, just to get through it was amazing. I'm sure he's listening to many songs, be the final song on the end credits. And just, it's just excitement, you know, just, you know, we made this record and it's really great to be recognized for that, you know?
We're excited for the full record to come out. I was stoked to hear Bullet Holes on John Wick 3, and we're excited to have you guys back here in Wichita, the Ultimate Tour with Live and Our Lady Peace. You know, you and Live both celebrating 25 years now from your first albums. Like, are you guys going to swap stories as far as, like, you know, the old days on tour?
I hope not.
You don't want to talk about the old days?
No. Not at all. What old day? Talk about the future. I want to talk to you about the future.
All right. Well, we look forward to the future with Bush. Again, August 2nd, the Ultimate Tour coming to Hartman Arena here in Wichita. Gavin Rossdale with Bush. We can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you so much.
One site to find out everything you want to know. T95.com. Concert details, station events, the freeloader page to win free stuff.
Right on.
Check out the Todd and Tyler page with their podcasts, music news, happenings around town. Plus, if you don't have a radio nearby, you can listen live to the T95 stream.
Yeah, baby!
All online at T95.com.